if we could have our older kids to come up, our Sparks and TNT groups.
That's awesome. God has blessed us so much with our Awana ministry and so many kids, and that's just only a portion of the kids that come on Wednesday nights. But thank you so much, kids. Y'all did an awesome job. The song that our choir is going to sing today, we've kind of been trying to do over these last three services, some of the past, closer to the present, and even today, the present and into the future. So we look back through some of the repertoire of the books and the songs that we had back in the music room where all the music is kept back there. And we found this one that was written in 1950 that the choir is going to sing this morning, called God's House. So you pray for us.
Worship. Hello. Good to see everybody this morning. Now, you can't sit unless you have to sit during this next song. If you're able to stand, stand up with us as we sing hymn 485, Stand Up for Jesus. Please join the choir. Yeah.
Share a couple of songs with you. It's actually a medley. The first is How Great is Our God. If you're familiar with that, join in. In the middle of this medley is a familiar hymn, How Great Thou Art. Please join us as we worship together today.
His voice. How great is Well, we went back and chose an old cathedral song, Jesus Saves. Silent while the world raised its voice, loud and angry tones they took the lead. But all across creation there's a rumbling in the hells as the chosen ones of God stand up and make his message known. I'm gonna
shout it from the housetops, proclaim it from the mountaintop, tell the world around me saves. I have made my choice. I'm gonna make a joyful noise. The world will hear my voice. Jesus saves.
The rocks and hills were ready to proclaim the Savior's might, but the Spirit of the Lord said they should wait. You see, God knew his children were ready to march on and proclaim his word throughout the land and seal the devil's fate. But the world still tells us daily that God is not a lie. Salvation's plan is just a fairy tale. But there lies no change in truth that Jesus died for you, and the word says his return.
Shout it from the housetop, proclaim it from the mountaintop, tell the world around me Jesus saves. I have made my choice, I'm gonna make a joyful noise, the world will hear my voice, Jesus saves. We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
I've got to
shout it from the housetop, proclaim it from the mountaintop, tell the world around me Jesus saves. I have made my choice, I'm gonna make a joyful noise. The world will hear my voice, Jesus saves.
At this time, we want to just give you a little bit of information about the history of our church. Our history team that has been preparing this service, as well as all the other services for us, have done an outstanding job with the portable display that we've had out here in the foyer at times, out here as, at the entrance as you came in, so that you could see some things there. We want to ask everybody who was a part of that planning process to get us here for this Sunday. If you were a part of any one of our teams that helped to prepare, would you just stand? There's some in the balcony, too. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We have some people that we want to recognize this morning. We want to recognize, I believe he is our oldest member who is present with us. Brother Arthur Hargrove is here with us this morning. He's right over here. He's 98 years old. 98 years old, a World War II veteran, and so thank you so much for your service. We have several others who are former staff, former interim pastors. We're going to recognize one of those that's over here to my left also in just a moment. But I know that Brother Jim and Sandra Garrison are back here in the back. Would you stand, please? Roger and Kim Bates, I know you're somewhere here. Would y'all stand? Thank you so much. Chris McGill and his wife are here. Would you stand? He is the son of our first pastor for the church. And we praise the Lord for that. Thank you so much for being here. I'll share a little bit more later about a display he has in the fellowship hall for you to take a look at also. If you are a former staff here at the church, whether it's here with the church or the CDC or Child Development Center, would you stand? Because I don't want to miss anybody. There we go. I wasn't sure Marilyn was here or not. I hadn't seen her yet. Thank you. And Brother Don, thank you so much. Brother Don shared in our first service where we kicked off our 75th anniversary celebration. Brother Wayne Wester came in July and shared with that second service, and they couldn't be here. I know there were other staff who could not be here for this service also. Brother Sidney Gibson is here. He's one of our interims from the church. We're going to have him pray in just a little while. But I wanted to do some other recognitions here because we received some things throughout this year, this last year, in recognition of our church. One of those is a plaque from Samaritan's Purse. We have an Operation Christmas Child Processing Center that we do here during the Christmas season. They sent us a plaque for 10 years. Thank you for our 10-year partnership. Every shoebox gift is an opportunity to touch a child's heart with the love of Jesus Christ. So we thank Samaritan's Purse for that. And then also we received a certificate and letter from Ray Van Nest, who is the Vice President of University Ministries at Union University. He sends greetings from Union University and best wishes to us on our 75th anniversary of Highland Baptist. On behalf of Dr. Dub Oliver there and the Board of Trustees, they wish God's blessings on us as we celebrate the Lord's faithfulness to us and anticipate His good and prosperous work in the future. And so we thank God for that. They sent us this also to recognize our 75th anniversary. And then also we received a certificate also from the Tennessee Baptist Convention. The Tennessee Baptist Mission Board recognizes with honor Highland Baptist Church, Duck River Baptist Association in recognition of 75 years of ministry as a Tennessee Baptist Church from 1950 to 2025 for a spirit of cooperation, faithful service, and commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Brother Randy Davis could not be here with us in person, but he did send a video congratulations to us. So if you'll prayerfully watch this.
Hey, Highland Baptist Church family, it is my honor on behalf of 3,000 sister Tennessee Baptist churches to congratulate you on your 75th anniversary. Pastor Jim and First Lady Samantha, we count you as dear friends, and we are so glad this church is under your good pastorate, Brother Jim. And I just want to thank the entire church family for a couple of things. Number one, your generosity. Through the cooperative program, Golden Offering for Tennessee Missions, the Lottie Moon Offering for International Missions, and the Annie Armstrong Offering for North American Missions, you folks have given almost $1.2 million, and that is